Welcome to the Infinite Lessons of Life podcast. Our podcast topic and focus is the importance of letting go and releasing all that no longer serves your highest purpose and potential. I know for years that's all everyone's been hearing, reading, and talking about. Letting go, releasing. What are we talking about here? We're talking about coming to terms with the self and what is or isn't needed within us. Mentally, emotionally, and physically, we each carry baggage that then becomes stored within ourselves for decades upon decades. Mentally, this could relate to thoughts and beliefs or anything that may affect us on a mental level. Emotionally, this would relate to our feelings such as happiness, fear, anger, frustration, sadness, grief, anxiety, etc. Physically, this would relate to the physical body and how the other two connects and affects your physical well-being. If it no longer serves you or makes you happy, let it go. Nothing around us is going to change until we have the courage to go deep inside, explore all that is blocking and holding us hostage within, and eventually let them go. Buddha once said, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. We spend so much time of our lives forming attachments to things, people, places, thoughts, and emotions that our lives become overburdened with trivial things that really do not matter. Suffering stems from holding on that which do not serve us. Yet, in a strange way, it seems comforting and familiar to hold on to these things for fear they will not be replaced or will be gone from our lives if we let go. The truth of the matter is, the space will be filled when you make a conscious decision to let go of that which does not serve you. Letting go of things that do not serve you is as simple as dropping the thoughts, the emotion or circumstance that takes up residency within you. There is another way of looking at it. Much like the toys you used to play with when you were a child, as an adult, they no longer serve you the same way as they did when you were a child. You might even call many of the attachments that you had towards certain aspects of your early life, which also have dropped away, to make way for new things. When you are unattached, you have inner freedom. You have no investment in a particular outcome, and so you do what is necessary in the moment. You explore every option and are receptive to all new information. You do all that you know to do, and then trust, because you have no attachment to either the result or how the result is produced. Life offers you the same lifeline by encouraging you to let go of anything which is taxing you mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Take an inventory of your current circumstances and investigate those areas which cause you to be unhappy and unfulfilled. They might be toxic or draining relationships. Invariably, these relationships drain you and provide no personal growth for either party. Yet, we find evidence to substantiate the relationship in our life. These may include innumerable reasons, when at the essence of it all, we continue to suffer within. Reflect on those relationships that draw energy away from you and leave you feeling empty and uninspired. How will you know these relationships exist in your life? One sure way is to look to your physiology and note how you feel on the occasions you meet with these people. Is there a sense of being unfulfilled that arises when you meet with such people? Rather than immediately severing your ties with such people, you might slowly distance yourself from them by not accepting invitations to social gatherings. Slowly, over time, you will find yourself in a happier place by attracting those people whom you wish to spend your time with. You must also become that which you wish to attract. If you desire to have more love, honest, and trustworthy connections in your life, then it stands to reason you must also become the embodiment of those qualities and values yourself. Start small and create the right intentions. Friendships and connections can only be formed by like-minded individuals who vibrate on the same frequency. It does not matter that you have different personalities or interests. What matters is that you have the same outlook on life and value the integrity of close and fulfilling connections. As you begin to pursue fulfilling and sustainable relationships, you will notice that you align yourself with things that really matter. You will become aware of things that are important as you allow room and space for them in your life. You will be naturally drawn and inclined towards such circumstances since they provide you with a sense of joy, peace, and fulfillment. It's similar to when you undertake a health and fitness regime, where you no longer eat toxic foods, instead gravitating towards nutritious and healthy food choices. You might also undertake physical exercise during this period and become aware of how well you feel as you progress along your journey. Letting go of things which do not serve you also brings you the same sense of satisfaction. You will notice the inner reward that comes to you when you are doing things which bring you happiness and joy, that you will no longer attract toxic or negative situations. The idea is to not have to let go later of what has become a burden, but rather to not hold on in the first place. Not holding on doesn't mean being at a forced distance from what's happening, but being fully with it. This is also the case with your health and well-being program. Your mind and body become attuned to higher states of wellness, and they no longer require destructive or toxic habits to provide the same sense of fulfillment that they once did. Resist the urge to obsess about insignificant circumstances, things, or events which no longer serve you. The best way to step into your power and reclaim your sense of entitlement within the framework of the cosmos is to start small. Make decisions which are within your comfort zone at first and watch the process unfold. The beauty of this is that as you begin to see evidence of life coming to your aid, you will naturally develop your belief muscle, and in no time, you will be making bigger decisions that are in harmony with your deepest desires. An example of starting small might include creating an intention to let go of personal belongings that no longer serve you. A good place to start may be any personal belongings you have not used in the last 3 to 6 months. Make a personal statement to yourself and the universe that you will be guided toward passing on these items to people or charities that are in need of these donations. Make a silent declaration to yourself and to the universe for guidance on how and when these items should be released. Naturally, as you make this declaration, the creative universal intelligence will guide you toward the right people that are in need of your items. You may feel a sudden impulse toward giving your items to a certain charity, or alternatively, an ad may appear in your letterbox advertising for secondhand items. Whatever way the universe decides is best to repurpose your belongings will be made known to you at the right time. When and if your intentions are correctly aligned with the gift of giving. Time doesn't heal emotional pain. You need to learn how to let go. The universe operates in mysterious ways that are unbeknownst to our mortal minds. We tend to think in linear patterns, and in doing so, disallow a great deal of the mystery and synchronicities to eventuate. The universe specializes in the unknown and operates on a multidimensional level. This means that circumstances and events will transpire not according to your own time frame. Be open and receptive to the unknown by creating a space in your life for these occurrences. I often hear people talking about how boring and mundane their lives have become, as all they seem to be doing is carrying out the same task from day to day. Many of these same people, when prompted, do not believe in mysteries and synchronicities, and so miss out on the infinite possibilities that are available to them at the moment they relinquish and surrender the notion of how life should unfold. When you live life from this perspective, you begin to see each situation as a mystery and with synchronicity, rather than becoming attached to your own agenda that governs the timing of how things should play out in your life. You come from a place of allowing, which is seated in infinite possibilities. Life does not know what it will become until it reveals itself. There are a number of possibilities for events and circumstances to unfold, and they can only do so once we detach, both mentally and emotionally, from the situation. Instead, if you surrender control by allowing yourself to be grateful for whatever shows up in your life, you will find joy, peace, and fulfillment in everything that you co-create with universal energy. The less you hold, the more your hands are open to what's here, unexpected, transformative. In every moment is a possibility for a new discovery, a radical undoing. The challenge for many people is learning to detach from this essence of how life should unfold. Many find it challenging and almost impossible to believe that something greater than us actually knows what is best for you. This limited way of thinking prevents you from mastering the real lessons of life, one of which is detachment. Detachment does not mean apathy. In fact, quite the opposite. Detachment implies that we hand over the process of life to a greater force that knows best on how to attend to our needs and wants. We stand in a place of firm understanding and knowledge that everything we truly want and need will be delivered to us once we surrender control and allow our egoic nature to stand idle. Letting go doesn't have to be that hard. In fact, it becomes easier and easier as we learn to accept, appreciate, and love ourselves for who we are and for who we are not. Releasing and letting go will help you return to a place of peace and tranquility. There comes a time in our lives when we have to do what's right and to honor not only ourselves, but also the people around us. It's the relationship that you are letting go of, but not the love you have for the other person. If you love something, if you love someone, and if you feel that you need to learn how to let go of them, if it's required to let go, do it. It might hurt at first, but once the pain is gone, you will feel more alive than you have ever felt. You will start to see things from a totally different perspective, and you will understand that letting go is a sign of strength, of courage, and of love. You let go of someone not because you no longer care, not because you no longer need and want them in your life, but because you understand that they will be happier someplace else. You will be happy someplace else. This is what true love is all about. Real love transcends the material plane, and no matter if your bodies are apart, your souls will forever be connected. There is no such thing as a broken family. Family is family and is not determined by marriage certificates, divorce papers, and adoption documents. Families are made in the heart. The only time family becomes null is when those ties in the heart are cut. If you cut those ties, those people are not your family. If you make those ties, those people are your family. And if you hate those ties, those people will still be your family, because whatever you hate will always be with you. If you haven't found a way to be at peace with yourself, and if you haven't found a way to be happy on your own, chances are that you won't be happy next to the person you love either. You can't expect to get from others what you yourself don't have to offer. Love yourself. Be good to yourself. Change the thoughts you think and the words you speak. Purify your internal dialogue. Learn to talk to and about yourself in the same way you would talk to and about those you love the most. Meditate. Spend time alone. Take a walk and explore nature with your senses. Write about your thoughts and feelings. Do something you're passionate about. Go out with your friends. Laugh, dance, be silly, be weird, be playful, be childlike. Do all the things that bring you joy and laughter. Treat yourself with kindness, love, and compassion, and learn to express your gratitude for the many gifts life offered you up until this moment. Take your focus away from those things that cause you to feel pain, stress, anxiety, fear, and unhappiness, onto those things that make your heart sing, onto those things that make you happy. This too shall pass, and the more you learn to enjoy your own company, the more comfortable you will be with this idea of letting go, and suddenly life will become a lot easier. Be like the forces of nature. When it blows, there is only wind. When it rains, there is only rain. When the clouds pass, the sun shines through. Learn how to let go and trust that maybe life has better plans for you. Go with the flow and not against it. Why hold on to something good when life wants you to have something better? Here's five crystals that I have for letting go of the past. Letting go of the past allows for you to move forward to bigger and better things. Sometimes our past is what's standing in the way of us achieving all that we want in our lives. Think to yourself, what am I holding on to that I need to let go of? Is it letting go of past relationships? Letting go of past mistakes? Letting go of a bad habit or addiction? It will be completely different for everyone. But one thing remains constant. We all need to let go of the past. Healing crystals can help facilitate the process of letting go of the past, serving as a daily reminder, holding your intentions, and absorbing any negative energy from your body. Try using these five crystals for letting go of your past. Rutilated quartz. This healing crystal is the perfect tool for letting go. It cleanses and energizes your aura, reaching the root of your problems and facilitating change. It is also especially powerful if you are healing from a loss, like the death of someone close to you. It connects you with the angelic realm to help you move forward from your loss. While connecting you with your angels to watch over you, rutilated quartz is said to act as an antidepressant to help dissolve depression. Smoky quartz. This powerful crystal helps you to let go of old patterns and belief systems that are holding you back from achieving your full potential. It helps to release all the blocked, old, and stagnant energy in your body. Once all the old energy is removed, new energy is able to fill all the open space with light and hope. Aquamarine, this soothing crystal, helps you to let go and move past anger, fear, old wounds, and emotional patterns. It helps you to detach and clear the clutter within your mind, bringing clarity of the mind. Petrified wood. This healing crystal helps you to let go of emotional patterns and limiting thoughts that have been handed down from your family and ancestors. It helps to erase any self-limiting thoughts or past experiences so that you can move forward and reestablish healthy patterns. Citrine. This stone helps you to develop a positive attitude. It encourages you to go with the flow and let go of anything from the past that is making you unhappy. It promotes the enjoyment of new things and experiences. You can intuitively choose which crystal or crystals for letting go of the past are best for you. See which one you are most drawn to. Certain ones will stand out to you. Trust your judgment. Hold your crystals in your hands as you repeat this affirmation aloud. I release myself from the past and allow myself to live only in the present. I am letting go all the things that no longer serve me. Visualize and feel yourself letting go of all the things that do not serve your highest good. Clear out your space as well. Release and throw away anything that reminds you or is tying you to your past. After you do this, cleanse your space with sage or Palo Santo to maintain a clear space for your fresh start. Also, make sure that you are cleansing your crystals often. Be mindful. Many of us are asleep, and I don't mean asleep in the traditional sense. We walk around all day with our eyes wide open, but we're asleep to our own truth, as well as the untruths that are guiding a lot of our actions. An excellent way to wake up to what no longer serves us is to practice mindfulness meditation. Many people think of meditation as a stress management tool, and while taking some time each day for stillness is definitely relaxing, one of the key purposes of meditation is to help wake us up in this lifetime. Part of this waking up process involves becoming more aware or mindful of our thoughts, speech, and actions. Be honest. An important part of the waking up process involves getting really honest with yourself about how you feel. Many of us have been taught to suppress our feelings so that we can get through the day-to-day grind of our lives. Breaking old habits and patterns means that we need to be supremely honest with ourselves about how a particular relationship, job, or situation made us feel in the past, and how these circumstances might still be affecting us. The key here is to also be honest about the role that you played in any negative patterns that arose. Forgive yourself. Once you've gotten honest, you can take any remedial actions that might be necessary, such as apologizing, and then it's time to let yourself off the hook. Self-forgiveness doesn't mean that you aren't taking responsibility for your actions. It means that you are acknowledging the fact that you're human, that you've done all you can to remedy the situation, and that you are now ready to let it go. Release negative energy daily. As you become more well-versed in the steps mentioned, you might become more aware of negative emotions and patterns, more honest about your part in the situations that cause the emotions and patterns, and get better at forgiving yourself. But you might still feel a sense of negative energy. The reason for this is that many of us are like emotional sponges. We take on emotions from other people, places, and situations often without realizing it. To rectify this situation, I like to engage in a daily negative energy releasing practice. For you, this might mean taking up mind-body techniques like yoga or tai chi, or energetic therapies like Reiki, or it might involve playing a sport or going for a good run, or it might be something as simple as putting on your headphones and dancing to a great song. Create a personal development routine. The four tips that I've outlined previously have become crucial to my personal development process. And over the years, I've created a routine that incorporates these themes into a daily system that works for me. So here's my challenge for you. I'd like you to create your own personal development routine to help you recognize and let go of what's no longer serving you. Keep in mind that it's important to be realistic. Don't plan to do a 2-hour yoga practice every morning if you know it will be impossible for you to wake up at 5 a.m. Relationships. For one reason or another, some relationships last a lifetime, while others come to an end after only a few months. People come into our lives to teach us something about ourselves, or for us to teach them. After you have learned everything you can from another, you may naturally go your separate ways and continue to experience life by meeting others who can and will help illuminate your unique path. When you first let go of someone you love, you may feel like your world is crashing down around you, but it may actually mean that the universe is clearing room for more positive people to come into your life. You may be redirected to people and experiences that will best serve the evolution of your consciousness. Releasing toxic or otherwise stagnant relationships can be painful, but you can get through it a little easier by doing these three things. 1. Continue to love the person anyway. In our true form, we embody unconditional love, which means we have the ability to love people no matter what they do or say to us. This can be difficult to remember in this earthly realm. But when we arrived on this planet, we had no concept of hate or attachment to people or ideas. As we grow up, we become conditioned to hateful, negative programming, which we carry around with us in our physical and emotional bodies. This deep pain we feel becomes magnified when people hurt us or when we have to cut ties with someone. To encounter this negative energy, simply choose love over hate. Wish the person well, even if you never plan on talking to him or her again. If you send negative energy to them, you are just causing yourself more pain in the end. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. End your own suffering by remembering that just because you and the person no longer talk doesn't mean you can't still love them and want the best for them. Remember, love operates at a much higher frequency than hate. You will be doing yourself a huge favor by letting go of past pain. 2. Lovingly release attachment. This is easier said than done in most cases, but it builds on the last point about choosing love in all circumstances. If you feel attached to this person, you believe you cannot live without them, and have placed all your happiness into your relationship with them. Love and attachment do not have to exist together. True love means that you and the person recognize your intense bond and don't need a relationship to validate that. Love transcends all physical boundaries. It makes up every single atom on this planet and exists within all of us at all times. We let our worldly desires cloud the fact that we are love, and we don't need anything outside ourselves to make us whole. Of course, relationships can teach us valuable things about ourselves and help us grow. It only becomes a problem when we become fearful of losing the person or feel like we can't function without them in our lives. Also, attachment derives from expectations. If you have no expectations from the relationship, you will accept whatever happens and be able to adapt much more quickly. Keep in mind that love in its purest form doesn't expect anything because it doesn't rely on another person's actions for its survival. It simply is. You will always have a piece of the person with you in your heart, whether they are physically there with you or not. It might take time to move on, but you must let go if you want the universe to open new doors along your path. Many people still confuse attachment with love. Attachments are about fear and dependency and have more to do with love of self than love of another. Love without attachment is the purest love because it isn't about what others can give you because you're empty. It's about what you can give others because you're already full. 3. See the opportunity to improve your connection with self. Too often, relationships tend to drain our energy and take the focus off what makes us happy and why we love ourselves. An all-consuming relationship usually leaves you feeling empty and loathing of yourself because you have forgotten to nurture your inner child. Take the time to cleanse yourself, pamper yourself, and figure out what truly makes you come to life. Tell yourself you're beautiful, exercise often, eat wholesome foods, meditate, and hang out with people who motivate you to grow in a positive direction. Instead of blaming and hating yourself for a breakup or a friendship that went sour, remind yourself how this ending helped you discover new beginnings. Every negative experience happens in order for us to take the lesson, apply it, and transmute it into something positive so we can get ever closer to the reflection of love that we all are. Deepak Chopra says it best with these words: love allows your beloved the freedom to be unlike you. Attachment asks for conformity to your needs and desires. Love imposes no demands. Attachment expresses an overwhelming demand: make me feel whole. Love expands beyond the limits of two people. Attachment tries to include everything but two people. Thank you for listening to the Infinite Lessons of Life podcast. I am your host, Bonnie Lee Fernandez, podcasting all the way from the middle of the Pacific Ocean in the Hawaiian Islands, also known as Lemuria. Aloha.